Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Any Republican candidate is very, very electable. I think Americans are ready for true change, change to get our country back on the right track.
Does that mean you're interested in running? Are you going to run?
We're still kind of contemplating that.
We are contemplating. Who's we, Kemosabe? 800-510-8255. You know that noise to be the voice of Sarah Palin. I wasn't trying to be not nice. You hear all the noise in the background. You can pick out the noise of her voice. The reporter sounded like she was about 15. That's basically what the schedule is, though, on the holidays, right? The 15-year-old reporters are out there chasing the story, and Sarah Palin seems to be part of the story. And the stories are what we talk about here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview of the hot hits in talk radio. This is certainly a time for people to be coming out to file your papers, I guess, don't you, in the next month or so? So let's see how the field expands and how your interest expands or contracts one way or another. Talk Radio Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the hot hits from the stations that we monitor over a 24-hour period. There's some 40-odd of them, and they provide us with a fodder for conversation. And we also monitor the television networks, the upfront ABC, CBS, NBC, and then there's Fox and MSNBC. So to Fox we go. Greta Van Susteren, who I actually kind of like most of the time, talking to Sarah Palin about the situation. What about the answer? What's the answer? She's on the tour bus, by the way.
I don't know if you've noticed that, but, I mean, everybody's talking about it. Everyone's trying to find out where you're going, what are you doing. What do you say about that? Because everybody's been talking about it.
Well, you know, I know that many of the mainstream media are looking for kind of a campaign-type tour. And I've said from the beginning, this isn't a campaign tour, except to campaign on our Constitution, our Charters of Liberty, and they want kind of the conventional idea of we want a schedule, we want a fully, we want you to bring us along with you. I'm like, hey, I don't think I owe anything to the mainstream media. I think that it would be a mistake for me to become some kind of conventional politician and doing things the way that it's always been done with the media in terms of relationship with them. So come along and we'll orchestrate this, we'll script this, and we'll basically write a story for you, media, about what we're doing every day. No, I want them to have to do a little bit of work on a tour like this, and that would include not necessarily telling them beforehand where every stop's going to be. You know, if they... We'll do a stop, we'll do a lot of OTRs off the records, we'll meet a lot of great Americans, and then I'll write about that at the end of the day. And it's not about me, it's not a publicity-seeking tour, it's about highlighting the great things about America, and the media can figure out where we're going if they do their investigative work, or they're going to keep kind of, as you put it, going crazy trying to figure out what we're doing here.
Would you work with someone like Senator Harry Reid or now leader, former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi?
When I was governor, I certainly worked on bipartisan efforts every day of our term. And then when you're the mayor and when you're a city council member, those are nonpartisan seats. So, yeah, and in my own family, we have very independent-thinking individuals that make up a team. So certainly willing to and used to working with both sides of the aisle. But
you make compromise, though, because then when you talk about, you know, compromise, then you sort of have to drift away from whatever your principles are, whether you're, you know, a Republican or a Democrat, and start compromising, you know, there's a drift.
Right. You couldn't compromise principles. And I think people just want to know what they're working with. And what I would do and what I did as governor was lay out from the very beginning, here's what I believe in this case on a national level. I believe in the planks of the Republican platform. I will never get obsessively partisan in allowing a party machine to manipulate an agenda or tell me what to do. I've never been wired that way. So the partisanship that comes with a machine running something, I don't have time for that. But allowing people to know what it is that they're going to be dealing with, what it is that drives me when it comes to national policy is the planks in the Republican platform, because I do believe that they're best for America. It's all about respecting equality. It's all about the free enterprise system allowing individuals to make decisions better than an elite government far, far away making decisions for one.
All right, so there's Sarah Palin. getting started. It sounds like she's writing another book to me. She made, what, $3-4 million in the last book? So spend a couple of weeks in a bus and talk to a lot of people. Let's write another book. And she could put in her thoughts about who ought to run, build up some sort of cadre of fish that way. 800-510-8255. Who do you think ought to be running? Here's Christiane Amanpour from ABC talking to Mitch Daniels, who a lot of people thought ought to run, but he isn't.
So many people in the party wanted you to run, and they were disappointed. How difficult was it for you to say that you loved your family more than your country?
That was easy to say. It's a true statement. It was uncomfortable to feel two duties that I am very passionate about. But in the end, there wasn't really any question which came first to me.
Why do your wife and your children hate the idea so much?
We've got young women, three of them married not too long. They're looking forward to building lives, starting families, and this was just a disruption that they were very, very leery of, and who wouldn't understand that?
Does it say something about the way politics is played?
If it weren't for the cheap shots and the personal unfairnesses that would come with it, there's also just the inevitable loss of privacy, the security, all of that.
Daniels and his wife Sherry divorced in the 1990s, and she moved to California while he raised their four daughters here in Indiana. But they remarried after several years apart. Unwilling to put his family through a re-airing of that story, he decided to forego the race of a lifetime.
Do you think you could have beaten President Obama?
Yes, I think so. I mean, no one can know.
Business people and community leaders said that they really felt Governor Daniels could give President Obama a run for his money in a general election. Much has been said about Governor Daniels' lack of charisma, but most people say that his record of success in this conservative Midwestern state speaks for itself.
All right, so there's one who's not running. Huckabee's not running. All right, we got a list of people who aren't. We have Herman Cain that people are interested in, and Mitt Romney, another so-so, nothing kind of a candidate. That's my estimation, not this isn't what maybe you're thinking. So tell us what you're thinking. As we listen to some of these excerpts from these talk radio programs, you'll certainly be woven into the fabric of the conversation. 14 past the hour on the countdown.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. It doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
I never thought I'd miss the days when a gallon of gas cost $3. Good thing the Sears Blue Automotive crew is here to help. They explained how old spark plugs could be hurting my car's fuel efficiency and told me when mine should be replaced.
Through June 4th, save on all Goodyear tires. Plus, get up to $80 after mail-in rebate with the purchase of 4 Goodyear tires. Special financing available. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer end dates vary from 6-4 to 7-30.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
800-510-8255. Jesse Ventura has rattled around that he might be a candidate. What do you think of him? Meanwhile, we have from MSNBC, Alex Witt talking to political analyst Domenico Montoranio about Sarah Palin's bus tour.
Here's what's interesting about this one. The New Hampshire Republican Party was reportedly never even told that Palin was coming. So what is that about? Does that just signal poor planning or a sign that this is not a serious campaign?
It signals it's par for the course. This is something that's par for the course, like I said, for the Palin team and campaign. You know, Sarah Palin makes a decision. She wants to do something, and it's, you know, going to be completely unconventional. It doesn't mean she can't win. It doesn't mean she's not going to run. It doesn't mean she is going to run. It doesn't mean necessarily anything. It's impossible to read the tea leaves when it comes to the Palin team, and there's certainly a lot of confusion over, you know, where she's going next with this tour, but certainly able to grab a lot of attention, which she's able to do very well.
Okay, yeah, she is better than just about anybody out there. With regard to what she has done, though, if this is the beginning of the campaign, she's hired a couple new people to put on her staff. Is that a serious indicator that she may be going for a presidential bid?
Maybe, but, you know, she hasn't really done a lot of the groundwork that you would think of for somebody who is launching a presidential bid. Remember, next Thursday, Mitt Romney's going to officially announce. Tim Pawlenty's been all over the place and has announced. Michelle Bachmann is probably going to announce. And by the way, no one more upset about Sarah Palin's new entry into, you know, the spotlight again than the Bachmann team, who thought that they were going to be able to step out of the Palin shadow and be able to grab some of that oxygen. Now, with a potential Sarah Palin, you know, run, you know, it, of course, a lot of the attention is going back to Sarah Palin. But, you know, the people that she hired, actually, she just hired them for this tour. So it doesn't necessarily mean that she's hired them on to keep them on. It just means that she wanted to set up this One Nation tour. And it's not necessarily indicative of anything to come beyond this.
Now, let's play a little bit of what Texas Governor Rick Perry had to say about 2012. Listen to this.
What about when the session's over, Governor? Are you going to think about it?
Yes, sir.
About running for president?
I'm going to think about it. But I think about a lot of things.
So what did you make of that, Domenico? And what would he do to the race if he runs?
Why not? Right? There's a lot of people calling for, another potential candidate. They want Chris Christie from New Jersey, who said he's not running. They want Rick Perry, who now says he's thinking about potentially running. You know, the fact is this field, a lot of people are on the Republican side are dissatisfied with the field. And that's why someone who's a big state governor potentially thinks about it. Now, does he get in? You know, I don't necessarily think that he probably gets into a race because, you know, even in his own state, there was a poll out last week that showed that he wouldn't even be the preferred candidate of Republicans in Texas for a presidential bid necessarily. So, you know, this whole waiting for Superman thing, I think Republicans are probably going to have to look at their field and think, this is probably our field. Someone like Mitt Romney, by the way, is going to benefit more than any of these other candidates from all of the sideshow stuff going on, where a potential for Palin or Rick Perry or someone else, because then Mitt Romney can take that establishment vote and coalesce around him and maybe wind up the front runner.
Would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20 or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today. You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 minutes after the hour, 800-510-8255. I describe this program as more listen talk radio than talk radio, because you'll listen to what's going on and so many interesting experiences. We're focused on the GOP presidential candidates. Most of our time thus far has been a focus on Sarah Palin in this hour. Let's move over to Charlie Parker's program, where he and Jim Forsythe talk about the possibility that Texas Governor Rick Perry will run.
It looks now, Mr. Forsythe, like Rick Perry is not necessarily ruling out running for president.
Yeah, it's interesting how this story is evolving over the past week or so. We've now gone from, I will definitely not run, to, I've got my focus where it's appropriately supposed to be, and that's this legislative session. The governor yesterday went out of his way to avoid making the solid comments that he's made in the past about how he does not want to be president. The comment he made once that we've talked about before, that being president would not be the best use of his time. Now, not so much. And Dave Carney, who has been one of the governor's leading political strategists for a long time and was the brains behind his defeat of Kay Bailey Hutchison last year, now says, in fact, yes, Governor Perry is giving the race some thought. He told the Texas Tribune that when you have people like Rush Limbaugh talking about it for 20 minutes at a stretch, it's kind of hard not to think about it. So all of a sudden, we see Rick Perry giving himself an opening. And, Charlie, we talked when this when the Perry buzz first started last week, we talked about how he might be following the George W. Bush strategy from 1999, where he denied he was running and denied he was running and denied he was running. But then he started accepting delegations from Republicans from around the country who came to Austin, who told him he should run, who told him how much the party needs him. And then all of a sudden, despite the fact that he had denied for months that he was planning to run for president, George W. Bush was able to say, you know something, my party needs me. I can't turn down my party. I can't turn down my country. It's not an indication yet that Governor Perry may follow the same tact. But, Charlie, one thing that has really caused Rick Perry's stock to rise just in the last week was the announcement by Mitch Daniels of Indiana that he's not running for president. And that left a lot of Republicans, a lot of conservatives, especially social conservatives, wondering who they're going to support. They're certainly not going to support Mitt Romney. He is opposite what they believe in pretty much every way, right, and also supported Obamacare in Massachusetts. This week, we saw Governor Perry make some very strong statements when he signed the sonogram bill, which is something that social conservatives in Texas have been fighting for a long time. If he's not running for president, he's certainly doing everything to convince people who might vote for him that he is the candidate that they want. So the legislature ends on Monday. This will give us an opportunity to really make a determination whether or not the governor may actually be interested in hearing from some of those delegations.
You mentioned Bush in 99. You've obviously covered stories, seen stories like this for even longer than that. If you had to make a bet today on whether Rick Perry ran for president in 2012 or not, what would your money be?
This is still pretty late in the game, even for Rick Perry. You really have to have started. President Obama's going to raise $1 billion. Mitt Romney's talking about $1 billion. If you're going to raise $1 billion, June of 1999 was early for late for George W. Bush to get in the race, and June of 2011 is pretty late for Rick Perry to get into the race. That's going to be the real hurdle he has to overcome.
Well, Mr. Forsyth, Mr. Romney did not support Obamacare. He came up with his own reason to do health care in Massachusetts. Doesn't look much like Obamacare at all, but let's not confuse facts with a good story, right? And can you imagine some people saying we need you to George Bush? Doesn't say very much for the Republican Party, does it then? Or if they think he's a hero, of course, a lot of people think that he is in comparison to Obama. You know, that stuff goes around and around and around. So what we're doing is looking at this field of presidential candidates and looking for your input, 800-510-8255, which we'll get to in the next half hour of the countdown.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I never thought I'd miss the days when a gallon of gas cost $3. Good thing the Sears Blue Automotive crew is here to help. They explained how old spark plugs could be hurting my car's fuel efficiency and told me when mine should be replaced.
Through June 4th, save on all Goodyear tires, plus get up to $80 after mail-in rebate with the purchase of 4 Goodyear tires. Special financing available. And go to searsauto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer end dates vary from 6-4 to 7-30.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to ExtendoVite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
As we come out of the Memorial Day weekend, a lot of the discussion over the weekend was about various candidates, best ones, worst ones. Are you tired of this stuff already? Can you imagine that Barack Obama is going to raise $1 billion? Mitt Romney figures he can do that as well from his money pals. Where's the discussion of that and how obscene it is? How un-American it is? All these people put their flags on their lapels. And they're screwing the system 87 ways from Sunday. Really bad stuff. 800-510-8255. So we'll spend some more time on the potential candidates. For example, here's David Patterson, who does a weekend radio program in New York, talking to Dr. Alan Lichtman, professor of history at American University, about the changing cast of characters in this field of Republican candidates.
We've been talking this morning about the ever-changing dynamic in the race to become the Republican nominee for president in 2012. Most recently, Rudolph Giuliani now has 16 points in the latest poll to 15 for Mitt Romney. You've been following this. How do you feel about this? And my real question is, has there ever been such seeming indecision a year before an actual presidential election?
Certainly not in the Republican Party. This is an extraordinary situation. If you look back decades in the Republican Party, Governor, you see that generally they've nominated an established figure within the party. Richard Nixon, sitting President Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan, the sitting vice president, the son of a president and governor of Texas, John McCain, longstanding figure in the party. Now it seems like anyone who jumps in, be it Donald Trump or now Rudy Giuliani, you know, who at least jumps into the polls, not into the race, is able to surpass a very unsettled field without a clear front runner. You know, Mitt Romney is front runner only by default at this moment.
And Dr. Lichtman, I think that is a very profound way that you described it, that some candidates are jumping into the polls more than they're jumping into the race. And, you know, your brand goes up if you were a presidential candidate. And to some degree, it's having a deleterious effect, I think, on just the concept of running for president, because it is very serious. It's the most serious job in the world. And really, I don't know that Republicans or Democrats or anybody else has time to engage in anybody's personal promotions. And I'm not accusing anyone directly of doing it. But it certainly seems that the field would be ripe for that kind of an activity, which wouldn't be good for either party, regardless of which party is the victim of it.
I think that's right. I've never before in decades of looking at American politics seen a presidential nomination race as a means of personal promotion and seen a field this volatile where, you know, the polls are all over the map and no one but no one has cracked 20%. That tells you that there is still tremendous discontent within the Republican Party, that they're still looking for a consensus nominee, and they absolutely cannot seem to find one.
Well, I don't know about Dr. Lichtman. I think he's full of old shoes, as my father used to say. The people who are basically not happy with the candidates thus far are those who are in the fringe elements anyway that think that they can be a kingmaker, and sometimes they are. That's the reason we need more parties and more attention to really good candidates who could conceivably get rid of Obama. And not probably going to happen this time around, although I'm not going to suggest there isn't somebody to come out of the woodwork. Look at how well McCain did when everybody thought he was way back when it came to getting the nomination. But he couldn't stand up to Obama because it was youth versus old, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But what is fascinating is former Governor Palin, all over the place, very smart with the media, very savvy, very interested in making a lot of noise, very interested in making money. That seems the pictures of her with the Rolling Thunder group pretty compelling, her with the hat on. It's just all photo ops, and she's enjoying it, knows how to milk it. She's a pretty smart cookie. 800-510-8255. Okay, so the folks are talking about Rudy Giuliani now. He's the newest. He's not a fresh face by any stretch of the imagination. He tried it a couple of times. He was around last time, I think, running. So here from Fox News, Gretchen Carlson speaks to Congressman Peter King of New York. Man, they all get this old tired face out when they're looking for somebody who, I mean, Memorial Day, everybody's gone. King's happy to jump in front of the camera, though, and talk about the rumors regarding Giuliani.
The latest rumor that former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani may toss his hat in again as well. New York Congressman Peter King knows Rudy well for 40 years. They were summer interns together while they were in law school. So let me pick your brain on this. You know him really well. He started making waves just about 48 hours ago. Is he going to run?
As of this moment, he's very much inclined to run. I've been talking with his people for the last week to 10 days. He's going to be in New Hampshire. He is looking at it very carefully. I would say right now he's very close to running. Now, you know, that final step is always a tough one to make. It affects your personal life, your professional life. But as of now, he very much wants to run, and this time he would focus on New Hampshire. That's where his main emphasis would be. And it just seems that right now there's no candidate who is articulating, you know, the message that Rudy would have, really tough on security, both homeland security and national security, and he has a proven record of cutting spending and cutting taxes and bringing New York City back. So and that combination of qualities is, you know, would make him an outstanding candidate.
But would other things have to be different as well? Obviously, people know that his strategy of focusing on Florida the last time around was the wrong strategy. But also the Tea Party has really grown into power since he ran the first time. The Tea Party much more conservative, arguably, than Rudy Giuliani. Right. So would his main target be Mitt Romney?
I think his main target would just be the Republican voters to get elected, to get his message out there. In the last campaign, and I had some involvement in it, and I would say the main problem the last time was nobody let Rudy be Rudy. He had all these layers and layers of advisors telling him how to avoid controversy. And my feeling is that if you're going to elect Rudy Giuliani president, it's because you want a tough guy. You're not wondering whether he's a nice guy or not. You want a tough guy who will make the tough decisions. And I think that would appeal across the board, including to the Tea Party members.
All right. Real quickly, you also made waves before Giuliani that you're going to run, too, are you?
No, actually, the Nassau organization put my name forward. I would said I would consider it. I'm not taking my name back, but obviously if Rudy jumps in, I would support Rudy. But if not, you know, I'll see what happens. Stranger things have happened.
Oof. Him as a president, you can't. Him as president is a scary thought. Oi. 800-510-8255. Okay. So how about the candidates that are actually running? From ABC, George Stephanopoulos talks to Tim Pawlenty about charges that he is making, that Pawlenty is making, that, wait a minute, hold on a second, let's get this right. talks to Pawlenty about charges another former governor is making that Pawlenty left Minnesota in staggering debt.
Are you the big winner from the Mitch Daniels announcement?
Well, Mitch Daniels is a friend, and I certainly support the policy direction and values he had for America, but I'm not a policy analyst or a pundit, I should say, and so we'll let the pundits figure out who wins or loses from him not being in the race. But what I know is this: our country's in trouble. I'm running for president because I can tackle and fix the budget deficit and the debt and get this economy back on track. That's what I did in Minnesota, and that's what I can do for America.
You're entering a race. The former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney has already entered. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich, it looks like former Utah Governor John Huntsman is going to get in as well. And you're still pretty far behind in the polls. What one thing sets you apart from these other candidates?
Well, every candidate's going to have his or her own life story. Every candidate's going to have their own record. There's only four governors in the country that got an A grade from the tough grading Cato Institute for Fiscal Management. I was one of them, and the other three aren't running for president.
Let's talk about that record, because you left your successor with a deficit that's projected to be about $6 billion. And one of your Republican predecessors as governor, Arnie Carlson, he was governor for 8 years, says, "I don't think any governor has left behind a worse financial mess than Pawlenty has."
Yeah, that's just not accurate, George. My friend Governor Arnie Carlson, of course, is now an Obama and John Kerry supporter. But nonetheless, during my time as governor, every time that budget was balanced, it has to be under the Minnesota Constitution. And even now, since I've left office, the last budget cycle ends this summer. It ends in the black. So that's just not accurate. I balance the budget every time during my time as governor.
You said about a month ago that President Obama was in over his head on foreign policy. In the wake of the successful attack on Osama bin Laden, you care to revise and extend those remarks?
Well, I certainly give him credit for finding and killing Osama bin Laden. I also give credit to the Navy SEALs and to those people in the government, including President Bush, who did the hard work of developing some of the leads that may well have led to Osama bin Laden. But finding and killing Osama bin Laden is not the sum total of our foreign policy or security agenda or interests. And he's made a lot of other bad decisions in that regard. So I'll continue to be a critic of his and many of his foreign policy decisions. And this treatment of his in recent days and hours of Israel and opening up the question of Israel's security by specifically embracing those 1967 borders, I thought was another misstep by him, and there's many in that regard.
Yeah. All right. So that's Tim Pawlenty. He has been the subject of some late-night jokesters, Conan and Leno to be specific.
Republican Tim Pawlenty launched his presidential campaign today with a pledge to tell Americans the truth. Yeah. Which explains his slogan, "Tim Pawlenty for president, I'm not going to win." I would say Tim Pawlenty is boring, but his Secret Service code name, Al Gore. Okay, that is his first name.
All right, so here we have all these people wondering. Here's the quote of the weekend from Michelle Bachmann. She told Republican activists that she wanted to run for president because we need a person who's going to stand up to Obamacare. It's a story in the Washington Post today. Now, this is something fresh, new, and different, right? All right, so that takes care of most of the candidates who are running. We'll focus on Memorial Day of next year.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, "Do you believe virtue is its own reward?"
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-card discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books. Little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, thank you. Like we'll never forget you. Like we're behind you 100%. Like we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here with breaking news. Let's go to Jim in the chopper.
Hey, Flo, looks like Progressive is offering the Snapshot discount. It's their biggest discount ever. Should be huge.
That's big, Jim. But what's with the chopper?
What do you mean? It's a chopper. Choppers are sweet.
They kind of are.
The Snapshot discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
I never thought I'd miss the days when a gallon of gas cost $3. Good thing the Sears Blue Automotive crew is here to help. They explained how old spark plugs could be hurting my car's fuel efficiency and told me when mine should be replaced.
Through June 4th, save on all Goodyear tires, plus get up to $80 after mail-in rebate with the purchase of 4 Goodyear tires. Special financing available. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer end dates vary from 6/4 to 7/30.
So as we sort of get back into the focus, the swing of things, if you will, Memorial Day yesterday, a lot of very interesting conversation with some pretty good input. It felt like a different sort of Memorial Day. I wonder if you feel that as well. Here's an example of what I'm talking about. Talk host Scott Paisant talking to a caller on the program who was on the last honor flight from Louisiana to Washington over the weekend.
In Covington, Jane, welcome to our show.
I want to try and share, and I will be very emotional, as I do, the experience I had going with the final flight of Louisiana on air to Washington, D.C. on Saturday. I accompanied 80 World War II veterans to fly up there to visit their memorial. And as we landed in D.C., and the veterans began to exit the plane, the walkway between the plane and the terminal was decorated in red, white, and blue, and there were members of every branch of the military lining that walkway in full dress uniform, and each one of them saluted and shook the hand and thanked the veterans as they exited the plane. Then we entered the terminal, and it was incredible. The terminal was filled with people waving flags, thanking these men, holding up signs that said, God bless you. We thank you for your service. You're our American idol. It was just unbelievable. I mean, they hugged these veterans. I don't know how to describe it. And as we continued to walk through the terminal, we walked around another corner, and there were little children, all of them waving flags and saying thank you. We boarded buses. There were 4 buses there waiting for us. And as we drove out of the airport, there were people on a grassy hillside along the side of the airport, and they too stood and saluted and held up signs saying, God bless you, thank you for our freedom. When we got to the World War II Memorial, all of the veterans, of course, wanted to find there's a pillar there that has the state of Louisiana on it, and each one of them went to that pillar and wanted his picture taken. And as they walked around the memorial, people would come up to them. We all had things, caps that said Honor Air, World War II veteran, and would hug them. There were people, guys from Rolling Thunder in their leather that were up there for the weekend who just embraced these veterans and said thank you.
Well,
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fits standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Terms of use.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Acknowledgement to all those of you who are up and at it after Memorial Day. It's always like the 4th of July, a hard road to hoe. I'm Doug Steffen here with the Talk Radio Review. Americans from the Capitol all the way up to Alaska marking Memorial Day. A lot of parades, a lot of somber reflection. Even an expedition in a holiday infused with fresh meaning by the 10th anniversary of September 11th, which approaches. That made it into a lot of discussions yesterday. National Memorial Day Parade, honoring veterans, the war dead, and that's really what it's all about. But there were a lot of special tributes to September 11th first responders as well, working into it. And, of course, a lot of reflection on the death of Osama bin Laden, which was a month ago. Isn't that amazing? A month ago. Here's talk host Bill LeMay here with World War II veteran Joe Price about his service to our country.
What do you remember about it? I mean, what are some of the memories that you just can't seem to shake that are good or bad from that time?
Well, it appeared to me that when the war broke out, I was 21 years old, and I thought that the country needed me, and I enlisted in the Navy in 1942 and served until 1946. I was discharged in February of 1946 as a pharmacist mate first class. I did my training in Norfolk, the Norfolk area. I trained as a hospital corpsman at the Norfolk Naval Hospital, which was in Portsmouth, Virginia at the time. I went aboard an LST and served on the LST for about 22 months and then was aboard a destroyer escort. I remember all the things, Bill, and I don't know that any one thing stands out more than others. Though at times we were in battle in the South Pacific, and they were scary times. I seem to remember those. Another thing that I remember in particular is that while in New Guinea at one point, And in the Philippines, at another point, my brother Wilton, his ship pulled into the port, and we were able to see each other there in the, well, the first place was Hollandia in New Guinea, and the second place was Subic Bay in the Philippines. And this stands out in my mind. And the fact that we were able to win the war and come back safely, that was another standpoint that I appreciate and remember. And were it to happen again, even at my age, I feel obligated to try to do something about it.
What was it like for your family? I mean, my goodness. That had to be tough with all the brothers.
I was a single man at the time. My mother had passed away some years earlier. My family didn't know where I was, though Elton and Wilton were in the Navy. They were drafted in 1943, and they were serving Wilton in the Pacific, Elton in the Atlantic, and as a matter of fact, he made the D-Day in Normandy. Subsequent to that, he, when the war was over in Europe, he was then sent to the Pacific area and served in Okinawa at one point.
What would you like to say to the listeners today? I assume Memorial Day is a pretty big day for you. And
Memorial Day is a big day, and I would say to the listeners, don't forget those that gave the ultimate. We were just most fortunate. My two brothers that were in the Navy, Percy later joined the Army, saying, in effect, that he felt like he could walk further than he could swim. So I would say to the listeners, you know, remember those that gave the ultimate, and say thanks to the veterans that you meet.
Military jets thundering through the sky above New York after the wreath-laying ceremony aboard the aircraft carrier that's become a museum in New York. 25,000 graves were adorned with flags in cemeteries near Las Vegas. And then, of course, we have in the back of our mind the troops that are fighting in Afghanistan, and we wonder why, don't we? We still do. We wonder that. So, some reflective thought, reflective moments, not a bad thing. Reflection is a good thing. In fact, I'm Doug Steffen, reflecting on the countdown.